The heart is deceitful. May 4th. All mankind has gone astray. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Counterfeit holiness, spurious sanctification, is still doing its work of deception. Under various forms it exhibits the same spirit as in the days of Luther, diverting minds from the Scriptures, and leading men to follow their own feelings and impressions rather than to yield obedience to the law of God. This is one of Satan's most successful devices to cast reproach upon purity and truth. He who beholds Christ in his self-denial, his lowliness of heart, will be constrained to say, as did Daniel, when he beheld one like the sons of men, "My comeliness was turned in me into corruption." The independence and self-supremacy in which we glory, are seen in their true vileness, as tokens of servitude to Satan. Human nature is ever struggling for expression, ready for contest, but he who learns of Christ is emptied of self, of pride, of love of supremacy, and there is silence in the soul. Self is yielded to the disposal of the Holy Spirit. Then we are not anxious to have the highest place. We have no ambition to crowd and elbow ourselves into notice, but we feel that our highest place is at the feet of our Savior. We look to Jesus, waiting for His hand to lead, listening for His voice to guide. It is the love of self that destroys our peace. While self is all alive, we stand ready continually to guard it from mortification and insult, but when we are dead, and our life is hid with Christ in God, we shall not take neglects or slights to heart. We shall be deaf to reproach, and blind to scorn and insult.